get to the field with the field turf, or is that kind of a normal operating procedure for events?
No, we change it up every now and again. Maybe there's some unsuspecting media folks who are dressed in sheep's clothing that are actually spying. Oh, that spy paranoia, that's Coach French. So I'm well ingrained in that stuff. We thought we'd change it up, really, and give our guys just kind of a different look, because we are going into a different place. So it's another way to train, to be on the road.
Can you talk about the challenges of playing Michigan?
Oh, well, you know, for me, it's more the opportunity that I'm looking forward to. A great opportunity to play a quality team who's in a great conference, and the college environment that they provide is off the scale. So, yeah, great to play in environments that, you know, they're really passionate about their team. And this is one of those things. So a great opportunity, I think.
The last time BYU-Michigan played, obviously, it was a big game for BYU. What do you remember about the game? And can you talk about the significance of it?
Oh, dang. Was that my game? Well, I played in it. Yeah. Boy, it was a tough game. And they did a lot of unique things that night, if I can recall. And, that's the one Robbie got hurt. And our D played great. We had a bunch of turnovers and just kept hanging in there. That's kind of what I remember.
Michigan's been pretty good defensively through three games. Can you talk about what makes them good and what kind of defense they are?
Well, they're well coached, and they're top quality coming out of high school. I know a lot of stars next to their recruiting classes. And, you know, you kind of put that all together, and that's what you're seeing.
As far as playing early, does that make any difference at all to you guys, because you practice early? Is it off?
I think it plays into our schedule a lot better than last week did. When you go east, you go early, it helps, because we're an early morning program. So, yeah, our program is used to waking up at that time and getting out and going. Well, that's how we train in the off season, and that's how we practice. So, you know, I like the way that part is setting up.
Can you comment on the status of Francis Bernard or Algie Brown? Any chance they're going to play this week?
Yeah, boy, I haven't seen Algie practice at all, and I have seen Francis practice. So, kind of a game day thing with both of them. And you know, whoever is healthy, we're going to try to prepare and play best we can.
The system you got going with the flashcards or the pictures, will the noise, will that make the noise or, you know, the size of the stadium kind of a non-factor? Have you guys kind of...
Well, that's how we train. Uh-huh. We train for non-verbal communication, and that's how we train. So, yeah, we try to live in and create chaos with that, still doing things really fast and chaotic. Multiple formations and sets, and still running our offense. So, no, we don't need a timeout and whisper into every guy's ear what their deal is for that play. We go. Now, are they 100% on task with everything? No. But, you know, we've had some really stiff competition. And I think if you look at teams in the past with those type of games back-to-back, I think one year they had Florida State, Virginia, Syracuse, and at those times those teams were real top. And man, that was a tough run for BYU. It wasn't until after they got through that, I think Ty was a young quarterback at that time. It wasn't until they got through that that they were able to get back on their feet. And I think they ran the table, but they lost the first four. This is that kind of schedule, the first four type of deal. And, you know, right now we're 2-1, and, you know, we're shooting to do our best and accept the outcome and go from there.
What improvements have you seen in Tanner this week?
You know, there's always that realization that, dang, I am the starting quarterback, and, oh, my gosh, I got to take the reps and I got to be on point with all this stuff, and I can never just get some water and put my hands on my knees. It just relax. There's no relaxing for him from start to finish, and that's a lot of physical, mental, and emotional wear. And so there's a building capacity quality that we're still in the process of developing with it.
How did the whole line grade out against UCLA?
Yeah, they improved. They sure did. Their overall productivity improved, and that was really good to see that there are steps being taken in the right direction. Okay, any more basic generalizations I can give you guys? All right.